Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If there is such a thing as a good loss, Carolina had one in Vegas. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. For a December basketball game featuring two nationally ranked and iconic programs, the CBS Sports Classic matchup between the Tar Heels and Kentucky lived up to its billing and beyond. The record-setting crowd at the new T-Mobile Arena witnessed a game that had March Madness written all over it. Carolina suffered its second loss of the season after a stirring comeback from 10 down deep in the second half. But how the Tar Heels battled for 40 minutes on a CBS primetime weekend game gave UNC basketball some much-needed street cred against the one-and-done Wildcats, with three sensational freshmen doing their time before they move on to the NBA. But both Blues were cool cats on this day. Williams' program of late has been labeled by some as old-fashioned and two-team-oriented. Well, if veteran players who have stayed in school are old-fashioned, I'll take that any day. The Tar Heels have two of their own future pros in Joel Berry and Justin Jackson, who combined for 57 points and made big basket after big basket down the frenzied stretch. But it was some of the support cast that shone brightly in the biggest of spotlights. Sophomore Luke May, who played more than any of the other three foul-played postmen, made three straight buckets, including two three-pointers that drew Carolina within four. Isaiah Hicks got hot for six consecutive points, and freshman Tony Bradley calmly made two clutch free throws to tie the game with 2:56 remaining. But it was Jackson's tray and his driving layup that almost stole the game in the closing seconds, if it weren't for a freshman Monk from Kentucky who dropped a modern-day record of 47 on the heels. They tried everything to stop the 6'3 gunner, who was hot from his first shot and never cooled off, even when the pressure was on at the end. Have to think that if there is a next time, 6'6 Theo Pinson will be guarding Monk, and maybe it will be a different outcome. But as old Roy said afterward, it couldn't have been a better game if you didn't care who won. This is Archansky. See ya.